And I read one interesting thing about you that I like discovering weird things about the guests that I have on, and it involved you and dating and taking a dog on a date. It's sort of like your tried and tested method, isn't it?
Yeah, and my little Brady dog, my King Charles Cavalier Spaniel, Blenheim colored. He's 8 years old and still looks like he's two and has the energy of a puppy. And my first date ever, I was so nervous. I was like, who makes me not nervous? And I was like, I was eating a sandwich, and I looked at my dog looking up at me, probably looking more at the sandwich,
yeah,
wagging his little tail. And I was like, oh, wow, I'll take you on the date. And it's a conversation piece. And mm-hmm. He was sitting with me. I buckled his seatbelt, and I was like driving. And he was just like looking at me, and we were both awkwardly looking at each other. And I was like, I just started talking to my dog. I feel like a crazy person. It was when I was a junior in high school, and I was like, okay, so Brady, you're going to help me go on this date. And he like barked, and I was like, okay, here we go. And then she came and she was like, oh my God, I have the same dog. And I'm like, brilliant. Excellent. Everything I wanted. Now we can talk about dogs.
The ultimate wingman.
The ultimate wing pup.
Yes, indeed. Don't worry, you're not the only one, by the way, who talks to his pets. I talk to my cat all the time. I think dogs at least give you a bit of a response. Cats are just like, I really don't care what you've got to say.
I'm going to go scratch this carpet.
We've bought you an entire poster scratch. Nah, the sofa will do. Oh, great. and you bumped into Harry Styles recently. That must have been nice for you, because I know you're a big fan of his.
I am a big fan. He has a really, really amazing tone in his voice. And when I first moved to LA and I was having a meeting about my record contract, he walked into my sushi, I don't own a sushi restaurant, but he walked into a sushi restaurant that I was in called Sushi Park in Los Angeles. It's incredible. I'm saying the name because I hope they hear this and give me free sushi. And he walked in, and I, of course, freaked out because I didn't, you know him, and I was very excited. But, you know, I was respectful. I let him eat his dinner, and I tweeted on my phone, not where he was, but the fact that I was excited that Harry had walked into the restaurant I was eating at. And just 5 minutes later, just swarms of paparazzi and fans and just everyone that could make a situation uncomfortable was there. And it was absolutely wild. And he ultimately had to end up leaving because it was just so insane. It was a small, people kept walking in, and he left. And so I, you know, fast forward like maybe 6 months later, I was at the Billboard Awards, and I performed with Wiz, and he was backstage, and he was like, that was a good job you did. And I was like, oh, thanks, man. By the way, I don't know if you remember, I ruined your dinner 6 months ago, and I still feel really bad about that. And he was like, that was you, Jeffrey. It was him. He did it. And then, but now we're good friends, so that's nice.
That's kind of glad to hear it. As if your business meeting wasn't stressful enough about a record deal, you've got Harry and then tons of paparazzi as well.
Well, we were messing with each other because I have some, not as many followers as him, but they were all retweeting my post, so it was all going straight to him, and then he followed me.
Oh, wow.
And all of his fans on Twitter recognize, he has that superstardom where people like care who he follows, so my phone kept blowing up, so we purposely kept blowing up each other's phone, just like taking the piss out of each other, so it was very funny.
Yeah, he holds a lot of power. Do not cross him, especially on Twitter.
Nah, I'm all set with that. I'll just keep writing songs.
Charlie, it's been lovely having you on the show tonight. Thank you so much for chatting to Free Radio.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And we are going to stick on the biggest song of the year on Free Radio right now. Let's play it. Go on, introduce it, Charlie.
So, this is, my name is Charlie Puth, and this is my song with Wiz Khalifa called See You Again.